Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Well, let's welcome Paul Hall in here so I can share some notes about Rabbit Proof Fence, which is a really, really good movie. You've seen that one, haven't you, Paul Hall?
Oh, back in the day at that same place we saw a lot of our films on the east side of Milwaukee. Rabbit Proof Fence is one of the better films that came out in 2002.
Yeah, it's really. Wow. So here's how it's described.
Me either. How is this possible?
Well, because it was a very small independent movie and there were no stars in it. And it's a true story of these three Aboriginal girls who get out of this settlement that's run by the government way back in 1931. And they have to trek over 1,500 miles along what they called the Rabbit Proof Fence, which was a result of what you just described because there were so many damn rabbits there in Western Australia. It really is an amazing movie. That's one I haven't seen in probably almost, you know, certainly since 2002. But it was definitely, Paul, I think I can almost guarantee it was on my top 10 list from that year.
Yeah, I would think it was my top three that year. It was one of the better movies I actually saw, and I was so blown away because I didn't know what to expect when I saw it, and I didn't expect to like it, and I loved it.
It's a great, great movie. All right, let's talk about this one.
Ben Richards, 35, married, one child, in medical crisis.
We need money for a doctor now.
Ben, watch us up.
Employment status, blacklisted, but there's still a way out for you. It's the biggest show in the country.
Bloodlust is our birthright. Welcome to the Running Man.
I will say that trailers can be deceptive. I'll use the Fantastic Four as an example because I thought that movie sucked and the trailer was pretty good. But this trailer and this marketing is appealing to me, Paul. Have you seen this one and what did you think?
I have seen it and I went in, let's be honest, I went in going, well, the 87 Schwarzenegger version, very cheesy but lots of fun, start to finish. People hunting down the runners in the middle of a game. Well, to modernize it to today, it's not in a game area. It is across the country. They basically unleash Ben Richards and a couple others out into the middle of the universe and kind of take that idea of the running man, that idea of people getting to hunt, and combine it with social media and people reporting things today, and you've got just this massive, basically go anywhere game field, and it becomes a hunt not only to stay away from the hunters as part of the game, but just Joe and June down the street who may want to turn you in and make a lot of money. It definitely plays on our current situations in so many ways, and that works a lot in this updated version. There are problems with it. It does have some editing issues, I think, and it's a little too, it starts things that didn't need to start in it, other things it starts and it doesn't complete them as the movie goes on. So the third act falls a little short of where it should be. That said, I had fun with this. Glenn Powell in the lead role is back. You've got, in the original version, Richard Dawson played not only the founder of the game, but also the game host. Here we kind of split those duties between Josh Brolin as the guy behind everybody and Coleman Domingo as the game host. It works. Coleman Domingo is amazing. From that standpoint, I like this a lot. And for those of you who want something that's action and check your mind at the door, The Running Man does that.
And that's theatrical, right? That's in theaters this weekend.
Yeah, it's theatrical this weekend. Hopefully it'll be in the theaters for a couple weeks. Of course, we have that big monster coming next week in Wicked that may take a lot of those screens.
Alexa and I are seeing it Tuesday night. She's very excited, so I can't wait for that. This came out on Netflix on Wednesday.
I've done so many different types of things. that appointment with destiny.
He changed the way we view comedy.
Who took all the money?
Shrek. Shrek.
I mean, he's one of the damn funniest people on the planet. Put him up there with Robin, the late Robin Williams, and this is a documentary about Eddie. And he's still good. You know, they redid that damn movie a couple years ago, Paul. What was it? Where he had the axle left. That was so good, so entertaining. He still got it.
Axel Foley is brilliant.
Yeah. I mean, so have you seen the documentary?
I have, and you'll be happy to know, Mark, your favorite movie does get a little bit of, like, about 5 seconds of screen time when they're talking about missing out on Oscar campaigns because of your favorite character, I think, in movie history, Norbit.
Norbit. Let's
talk about this a little bit. What's funny is, so Paul and I had this running gag for a while, and we haven't done this in a while, and it's probably in my possession, and I probably donated it. So because that was my gold standard for the worst movie I'd ever seen,
terrible.
Norbit. So for years, Paul and I have known each other. Well, there's been more since, but this goes back a ways. So that was kind of the standard.
That's when standards started to fall.
Right, and then we punked each other. Like, I would send him a copy of the DVD, and you sent me something back. And we did this for a few years. So, yes, I have an appreciation for the Norbit reference, sure.
I have a question. Do we see Charlie Murphy in it? You know I love Charlie Murphy.
Yes, okay. We do. And we get a little real heartfelt talk from Eddie about Charlie and Charlie being gone. Not enough in my mind of who he should.
I don't know much about him. Much about his dad.
So great, Charlie.
No, it's his brother.
Oh, it's his brother. Okay, yeah. I don't know anything about him.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Why should we know him?
Go ahead.
He was in Bowfinger. He did Bowfinger. He did a couple other things. He was in things with Eddie, and Eddie and him were kind of. They're the idea of the perfect brother who supports you throughout everything as you're taking a rise to fame. Charlie was there by his side throughout and did security and did everything for him. He would do whatever he could to help Eddie make it through the day.
Chappelle's Show, if you ever watched that, he was so funny on Chappelle's Show. Oh, my gosh.
And Dave Chappelle is in here.
Oh, good. Which
Fock,
is phenomenal.
Jerry Seinfeld. You've got just a who's who of comics just singing Eddie's praises as is well deserved.
What about
those
the SNL? Were the SNL people there? I mean, how was that played fairly?
Oh my goodness, it has to be Gumby, Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood.
His relationship with the show.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is my understanding is this is something that Eddie gave his, you know, green light. I don't know if he's a producer on this, so I think it's very Eddie friendly.
Okay.
Yeah, and they do talk about the fact that SNL drove him from there. He had a grudge against them for many years before he went back more recently and did something when he put his grudge away. His grudge was about he didn't like the joke they made about Vampire in Brooklyn back in the day. And you'll see that in here.
Oh, good.
It was just a joke.
Wow.
But it totally drove a wedge between him and the cast. Shows just that whole cast and the people around him and the people who loved him and still love him to this day. I'll tell you what, he's got some projects coming down the road. He mentions them at the end. He's not stopping working. And
good.
As
more
someone
Eddie.
Said, can you imagine him at 70 and what he's going to do? He's going to reinvent himself again, where he's gone from kind of that raw, delirious stand-up comic to family movies to where next? Who knows?
Yeah. He was so great. I look forward to that. Where is that?
That's over on Netflix.
Okay.
It's only about 90 minutes long. It's maybe an hour and 45. I really think for those of us who grew up in an era and watched SNL change from the original cast to Eddie's cast, and people forget, and I didn't know when I sat down, he started SNL at 19. So he was very young when he got his first break on SNL, and then he moved into 48 Hours in the sequel, and the movie career took off, you know.
Wow.
Well, I can't wait. And, you know, I'm ashamed to say that I still haven't watched the John Candy documentary, so I got a lot of things on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My list right now.
There's a funny buddy comedy over on Amazon Prime, Playdate with Kevin James. This is, we arranged these playdates today. We never did, but it's Kevin James and Alan Ritchson, and it's the whole tale of two people being very, very different and coming together from one crazy day. My funniest part about this entire movie is Isla Fisher comes in this movie. Ah. She's part of the Mommy Mafia. Is what they call them.
It does exist.
That's funny.
I'm just saying that. I've been victims of the Mommy Mafia.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a real thing.
The minivans that match, the box lunch or box wine in the park, and getting the kids together just so they can have fun. I love it. This was a lot of fun. It's not a very serious movie. It's nothing to take really hard and take to heart in any way, shape, or form. And lastly, Trap House is in theaters. Dave Bautista in a movie that, unfortunately, it's not bad, but it will be out of theaters well before Wicked, probably next week, which you'll be able to see it at home, which isn't bad at all. It's kind of a lower-budget movie about the El Paso border and a DEA agent that's trying to do something about life and the real-life DEA agents that have to go through these things on a daily basis. I liked it, but...
One thing that we talked about earlier, I was trying to find the audio here, and it's not labeled correctly, so I'm taking a little bit of a shot. I think this is it. Remember we mentioned that Pope Leo is out with his list of his favorite movies?
Yeah. Yes.
So I think this is it. Let's check it out.
My four favorite films, It's a Wonderful Life, Jimmy Stewart from 1946, The Sound of Music from 1965 with Julie Andrews, Ordinary People, the year was 1980, the stars were Donald Sutherland and Mary Tyler Moore. La Vita Bella, 1997, Roberto Benigni.
Yeah, that's Life is Beautiful, which was fantastic. You know, I think the Ordinary People choice is very interesting. That's
yes,
a film that I have not gone back to watch, and I went on this tear with 70s and 80s movies. That's a good one to go back and see.
It's hard to watch.
But I thought...
Suicide, like Timothy Hutton and all that. Yeah,
It's a Beautiful Life.
It's a Wonderful Life.
La Bella Vita.
Life is Beautiful. Life is Beautiful.
Ripped my soul.
Yeah, great film.
I don't think
I... And so
that's
very...
Don't you remember when he won the Oscar?
He
was the stairs and everything, or the chairs?
He was great, but movie was so hard.
It was. Hey, Paul, we got to go. Tell folks where
where's
they can
Animal
find... Tell folks where they can find your reviews. All right, we'll see you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.